The painting is a little over 48 inches high by 60 inches wide, showing a decapitated figure and a torn flag against a yellow and red landscape. It is hung on the wall. The flag emerges from the top left corner, billowing towards the bottom right, and shows 19 white stars and 13 alternating red and white stripes. The flag is neatly cut down its middle, creating a V shape as it flows in the wind. The bottom right corner, unobscured by the flag, there is a man wearing a light blue uniform and with little brown buttons running down the front. His decapitated head hovers above his neck, and a red and white oval on his neck delineates where his head was once attached. His eyes and mouth are open slightly while he is turned to face his right. His hair is cut short in the front and braided into tight strands in the back. He also has a mohawk running from his hairline towards his nape. He is dressed in a large silver medal hides the second and third button. The medal has Liberty inscribed on top and 1868 on the bottom, and a profile of a man on the center. Behind the cut in the flag and the decapitated figure, a thick, undulated, dark red line moves across the painting, suggesting rolling hills. A thin, bright green line separates the thick, dark red line from the mustard yellow foreground. In the middle of the painting, four black cylinders are attached to a small building in the distance.